2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser, brought to you by International Women's Day, the day men condescendingly let women do all the work under the guise of giving them a go, when really it's an excuse for men to do f*** all. International Women's Day.
That's right, it is International Women's Day here on Radio Chaser. You're with Dominic Knight, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansen, and I'm Zoe Norton-Lodge. And the reason I'm speaking is because these guys don't want to do any work today. Isn't that right?
This is my favourite day of the year because I get to do absolutely nothing while you work for the whole day.
And say that that's because you're a feminist.
Well, this is why I'm a feminist, Zoe, because you're working all day and hosting the show and I don't have to do anything.
Look, you guys all have wonderful women in your lives at home. What are you guys doing for them for International Women's Day? I'm sure you've got some excellent things planned. Charles?
I'll probably ring her up and tell her that she's a woman.
Yeah, you've had all year to think about it. And
can you get a card? Say happy Feminism Day or something?
Well, no, that's not what the day is called, so no, you can't get those. You know, it's interesting, guys. I've had a little bit of a rocky start, I would say, to my International Women's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Mistreated by a man. My son shit in the bath.
Oh, no.
Oh, isn't that the fess?
He shit in the bath, and I had to clean it up. I spent my morning cleaning up a man's shit.
That's what men do.
And is that because your husband went, oh, well, I can't clean it up, it's Women's Day?
Triple M Radio Chaser.
It's International Women's Day on Radio Chaser, so we're letting a real-life woman host the show. For equality.
Wow, guys, thanks.
You're welcome, Zoe.
And then tomorrow, maybe I can...
Sorry, Zoe, it's a one-day thing for equality.
So you host the show 364 days of the year and I host one. Is that equal?
Yeah, one is exactly half of 365.
Is it?
Yes.
Look, I trust you guys. I'm a woman. I'm no good at maths.
Happy International Women's Day from all of us at Radio Chaser.
Hello?
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
It's Radio Chaser with Dom Knight, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansen, and me, Zoe Norton-Lodge. Now, of course, I'm hosting today because it's International
Women's Day. Yes, it is. Well done, Zoe. Look, because it's IWD, we thought it'd be great to have a chat with a real live woman on the show.
I'm a woman.
Guys, that is such a good idea, Dommy. Woman. I mean, that is such a novel idea.
Have we ever crossed to a woman before?
No,
I don't think we have.
Is there day?
Okay, we've got a woman on the line. Woman, is that you?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, you sound a lot like Zoe.
You think all women sound the same?
Well, that's true. They do sound very similar to me. I mean, just tell me, woman, you know, what's it like?
What's what like?
Oh, I don't think she's very bright, guys. let me put it this way. What's it like being a woman?
What kind of a question is that?
All right, well, can you tell us about the history of International Women's Day?
Oh, thanks. An actual question. Look, the first International Women's Day was in 1909, and actually...
I think we've given this woman enough time.
Yeah, we probably have. Look, woman, I'm sure you've got socks to darn, periods to have. We'll let you go there.
No, I'm so proud of us.
We're very progressive, aren't we? And Andrew too. Well done,
Andrew.
Yeah,
don't forget me. No, we are quite the trio. Well done, guys. Well done, Dommy and Charles. Well done.
This is the worst thing I've ever been involved in my life.
It's International Women's Day on Radio Chaser, so we're talking about the issues that matter to women.
Guys, I really want to talk about...
I'm going to stop you right there, Zoe. Let me explain to you how International Women's Day works.
Oh, actually, I think I know...
Well, as a feminist, I think it's really important to listen to female voices.
Oh, great.
I mean, I'd like to hear Dom's thoughts, actually, on the importance of listening to women. Dommy?
Oh, I've got a lot to say on this.
But...
Sorry, can we just turn Zoe's mic down so I can speak?
Happy International Women's Day from all of us at Radio Chaser.
Oh, f*** you guys.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
104.9 Sydney's Triple M. You're listening to Radio Chaser with Dom Knight, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansen, and me, Zoe Norton-Lodge. I'm still hosting this show because it's still International Women's Day, no matter how hard they try to stop me. And right now it's time for...
The Real Lives of Rock Stars.
Yes, and we have an International Women's Day special for you folks today. We are going to be delving into the real crazy life of none other than Ms. Kate Bush. It's me, yeah, that's Kate. There she is, an actual woman rock star here on International Women's Day. You have to tell me which parts of her nutty life are true or false. Let's kick off with you, Zoe. Kate Bush's first ever live performance was held at a TAFE.
A TAFE? false?
You are wrong. It's true, or at least almost true. It's a sort of a TAFE, or the London version of one. The London School of Furniture Making is where she had her first gig, where she wore, apparently on stage, a woolen suit with a big trumpet coming out of her head.
Oh.
All right, now, Dommy, Kate Bush was inspired to write the song Wuthering Heights without ever having read the book Wuthering Heights.
That's true, having heard the lyrics of the song.
Yes, you are true. It's not very close to the
question,
original,
though, is has anybody really read Wuthering Heights?
Yeah, that is true. Nobody has read Wuthering Heights, correct.
No, that's untrue. I've read the Cliff Notes on Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, they might have read it in school. Yeah. Who's read it without having to read it for school is a bigger question.
I read the Heathcliff Notes. Well, hey! Now, in 2015, Kate Bush announced that she was planning a fully naked concert with the Flaming Lips as her backing band. Charles?
True. It's got to be true.
I'm afraid it's false. Smiley Cyrus made that announcement. Fortunately, it hasn't yet come true. She hasn't had the naked gig. Thank the Lord. Zoe, when Kate Bush's beloved dog Floyd passed away, she mourned him by building a 2-metre-high bong.
A bong?
Bong, like a thing that you would smoke, like a smoking, you know, a weed smoking bong that was 2 meters high in memory of the dog.
Goodness me. I mean, but you just said she's so short, so I feel like a 2-meter bong, that's useless to her. So I'm going to say no.
You're right. She did not do that. Miley Cyrus did that. And Charles Firth. Finally, Kate Bush bought Justin Timberlake a lovely present. She bought him a toilet seat that had his own face on it. True or false?
I reckon that's Miley Cyrus.
No, it was Britney Spears. And that was The Real Lives of Rock Stars.
The Real Lives of Rock Stars.
You know, I'm really looking forward to the Miley Cyrus quiz so we can learn something about Kate Bush, Andrew. You're listening to 104.9 Sydney's Triple M with Dom Knight, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansing, and me, tokenistically hosting for the day, Zoe Norton Lodge. And right now it's time for...
Welcome to You Too Can Speak Kid.
Today, my niece, April, who's 12 years old, has contributed this word.
Esche.
Do you know what esche means?
Essay. It's what you have to hand in as well as you're doing exams.
No.
Didn't essay do all those drawings of the stairs that went round in loops?
It's Esha. I'll tell you how to spell it.
E-S-H-A-Y.
I'd never heard of it before.
Is it how an Irish person says South Australia?
Zoe, do you want to have a go?
Does it just mean, like, cool?
Oh, well, here's her explanation of it.
Like, think you're mad person kind of thing.
So what does mad mean?
I think you're mad person while dropping a spoon. Yeah. It's quite a specific word.
It was done in the kitchen. What does mad mean?
Cool.
Cool? Let's see if you're correct.
Yeah, think you're mad. Like, cool.
There you go.
Yes. I'm a genius.
There you go. That's what Esha means. So that's another edition of...
That's all we have.
You Too Can Speak Kid.
Radio Chaser, brought to you by International Women's Day. You can't spell men without women. Oh, wait, you can. International Women's Day.
Yes, it is International Women's Day, and that's why Radio Chaser is being hosted by the Chaser's token chick. Now, Charles, look, I was a bit disappointed with what you were saying about you've not really got anything sorted for your wife today.
Well, no, but the whole problem is it's a complete minefield. Like, what do you say? Like, the whole of today, I'm just sort of worried about what to say because you don't want to say the wrong thing.
I mean, I guess you could just shut the hell up.
No, I'm a man. Not going to shut up.
Right,
but...
of course.
I actually faced this problem earlier in the year during Valentine's Day because it's the same thing. Like, my wife is this ardent feminist. Like, you can't just get a normal sappy card.
I mean, look, I don't really understand your problem, but I'm sure you have some sort of absolutely terrible solution to it.
I certainly do.
Amanda, I love you till the end of time. Unless you say you no longer wish me to love you, in which case I will respect those boundaries. My heart pounds for you, but only outside of work hours. Inside work hours, I respect you as an equal and see you only as a colleague. You are my world, which really should have more equal representation of women, both in politics and the workplace. Amanda, you complete me, without implying that women need men to be complete, or that you are in some way incomplete. Actually, scratch that idea, that's highly problematic. I lie awake at night thinking of you, but not doing anything. My hands are totally by my side the whole time. Amanda, I love you so much, I will never lure a young actress into my hotel room for a creepy massage in return for roles in Hollywood blockbusters. And I now realise pot plants are just there for decoration. Amanda, I love you to the amount permissible by Twitter and no more.
Radio Chaser, yeah. Triple M.
Sydney's Triple M, Rock's Greatest Hits with Dom Knight, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansen, and of course me, Zoe Norton Lodge. It's International Women's Day. That's why I'm hosting. Do you know what else it is today, guys?
I am.
It's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Is really? That weird?
Did that mean you got married on International Women's Day?
Yeah, it does. I didn't realise it when I... That's how much, as much as I'm pretending to give all the shits about International Women's Day, when I actually got married 5 years ago, no idea. I mean, I realised by the time the wedding came around, I was like, oh, it's International Women's Day, but... When I organised it, I had absolutely no idea.
Did your husband have a sort of International Women's Day themed bucks night?
look, to be honest, I have absolutely no idea and I want to keep it that way. Because it is International Women's Day, I did want to just spend a little bit of time talking about an amazing woman in my life. I just wanted to tell you a little story about my grandmother.
Mm.
My great-grandmother. She's an amazing lady. Yeah, she's a much better person than my grandfather, right? So my grandfather, like, loves to call me fat. It's, like, his favourite thing is to call me fat, right?
And shout out to Zoe's granddad if you're listening.
Yeah, he's dead, so he's not. So don't worry about it. He's passed away.
All right.
Yeah.
So when you say he loves to call you fat.
So my grandfather, when he was with us on planet Earth, he loved to call me fat. It was like one of his, he loved eating and getting quite large himself and also calling me fat. They were some of his favorite occupations. And one Christmas, he came around and I answered the door and he looked at me and he was really emotional and he was like, Zoe. And I thought he was going to say, oh, I haven't seen you for ages. It's so nice to see you. And he just said, you've gotten more fat. Right? That's what he said to me on Christmas Day. And it's in front of the entire family. And I just had enough, right? So I turned around. I said, hey, Grandpa, F you. And I said it in front of my grandmother, in front of the entire family, in front of everyone, right? Then I looked around to see what the response was going to be. And my grandmother was looking at me. And she got out her finger and she beckoned me towards her. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in so much trouble. And she pulled out her wallet. And she gave me $200. And she said, somebody should have told him to F off a long time ago. Happy International Women's Day. Yeah, I love you.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Dom, I'm sure you've got a particularly feminist cat's pajamas or cat's piss ready for us.
In honour of women everywhere, I've kept things exactly the same as usual.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss.
Now, the first story here, a man who describes himself as a fruitarian, what he used to do was drink his own urine a litre a day, but he thinks that's not good enough now. What he does now is he drinks a litre of his own fermented urine.
Mm. Whoa, it's kombucha urine, is it?
Pretty much.
Is that like getting high off your own supply sort of thing? Is it alcoholic?
Yes. Well, apparently it's a lot nicer. It tastes better. And you reckon it's got better health benefits if you let it just steep for a few months.
So it's a lot nicer than regular urine. I mean, this is a strange bar. I don't know what I'm comparing it to because unlike possibly you, Dom, I don't drink my own piss.
Well, would you rather drink your own piss or your own piss fermented? I guess that's the question.
Well, the thing is, when you walk into a men's toilet...
I thought we'd get through International drinking. Women's Day without talking about what men's urinals smell like, but obviously no. I was wrong.
Welcome to Triple M. All right, next story. This is a story about a man who faked his own abduction and robbery because he couldn't find the cash to pay out a Super Bowl pool. So he owed his mates a whole bunch of money. So he decided to just fake his own disappearance. What do you reckon?
good tactic. Yes.
So he went in on the bet with his friends.
He owed them $16,000.
And kept all the money.
And then, yes, he told the cops that he had been abducted and left tied up in a pickup.
Well, this is genius. Next time I'd go in with a shared bet. Look, next Melbourne Cup, I think I'm going to be abducted straight after the office sweep is drawn.
I think it's a good way. Just cut pajamas. Even if it's your round at the pub. I reckon just faking your own abduction and permanent disappearance would be a great way of just getting out of having to pay for the drinks.
And finally, a man who's come up with a new drink. It's called Milk Coke. A comedy writer, James Felton, reckons what he does is he puts milk in his Coke. People are disgusted. He insists it's a fantastic beverage.
Now, that is disgusting, unless it's also got fermented urine in it.
It's like a black white Russian, but with no alcohol. It's like the worst drink I've ever heard of. That's all we've got time for on Radio Chaser. Thanks for being with us on International Women's Day.
Radio Chaser, brought to you by International Women's Day, the day men condescendingly let women do all the work under the guise of giving them a go, when really it's an excuse for men to do f*** all. International Women's Day.